episode 1255, The Shadow of Shame.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. I hope you had a splendid happy Father's Day. If you're maybe a little late celebrating, well, wonderful. I hope it's going to be a marvelous one. But today, it's all about Mindset Monday, the shadow of shame. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the shadow of shame holds you back from your destiny. Whether you belittle yourself from the lack of achievements, failed goals, or the constant thought that you're never good enough, the shadow of shame persists and very rarely resists. Shame spreads like a cold. It comes out of nowhere and consumes all your energy, all your hope, and all your motivation. Giving up is the easiest way to mute that little voice, the one that perches so boldly on your shoulder, disrupting your beliefs, the one that festers deep within your mindset, rejecting all possibilities of hope. The shadow of shame lurks around every corner. It sustains the fear and perpetuates anger and disappointment to you, yourself. As the shadow of shame grows over time, the setback is great. You see, shame is attached to who you are. There's no room for forgiveness and moving on. The shadow of shame holds you back from your destiny. But what if you're desiring a way to move forward? You're like, no, I want to take back my life. I want to take back what is mine. Because what is mine is a gift from God. I deserve it because He's willing to give it to me. So I want it. Well, then you would have to believe there is hope. Hope can be found with our sponsor too, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, a podcast created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. You know, one of the most important things we can do for family and friends who are going through a health crisis is to simply be there for them, to give them the gift of presence. When you tune in weekly to the podcast, you'll hear the latest cancer care information along with biblical hope and spirit-filled inspiration. I want to invite you to listen in each week to Health, Hope, and Inspiration by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Now, you may be a little confused. How can there be hope when there is shame? Shame doesn't have to exist when there is guilt. Guilt allows you to acknowledge the wrong and move forward, okay? But what happens is we get shame and guilt kind of intertwined. We think, well, you know, one comes with the other and vice versa. No, guilt allows you to acknowledge the wrong and move forward. You're like, I got that wrong. I acknowledge it. Now I'm going to move forward. Shame, though, however, is what holds you hostage and extinguishes all reasoning that hope is possible. You don't see it. That's why you feel like, oh, well, it has, you know, I can't do any better. Why would I continue this extravaganza? Why would I go forward with my business plan? Why would I want to even be a mom if I can't do it right with the first one? Why would I want to try to be it with the second one? I think maybe we need to stop. You see, your thoughts are just wrapped around what? All this negative stuff, but it's the shame. It's something what that you don't always want to reveal. It's stuff that happens behind closed doors. Shame holds you hostage. And it extinguishes all reasoning that hope is possible. Therefore, you stay where you are, limiting your capabilities. Well, who are you to put a cap on what your Heavenly Father can do through you? When you are basking in the shadow of shame, you're essentially hiding behind closed doors. What you think can't be seen. But when you accept that God can do greater things through you, think about this. When you accept That's not saying that you're zapped with some mysterious feeling all of a sudden, you're struck with lightning, and all of a sudden it comes upon you that, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. No, it says when you accept that God can do greater things through you, God inherits the guilt and takes it upon himself. Forgiveness is given. Hope restored. No more hiding, only a window of greatness. You want to rid yourself from the shadow of shame? Then open your heart to God's window of opportunity. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. You must open your heart to God's window of opportunity. With God, nothing is impossible. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Give me a situation, I'm going to tell you nothing is impossible. Now, I am going to say this, however, because I already know you're going to sit there and say, but I asked for this and I got this instead. Or I wanted this done and then I got this. Or I wanted this and I got nothing. Just because what we want isn't necessarily what God will give. Okay? He gives based on what he sees that is best for us. So if you're asking for something and you weren't given it, there's a reason. Will you know that reason? Maybe later. Maybe in a couple days, a couple years, maybe when you reach heaven. There's no promise or any written rule to what God will or will not do, but I'm here to tell you that nothing is impossible. But with our earthly brain, we try to reason out, well, you know, I should be able to do this on my own. I got this already. But what we seem to do best is what? Yeah, we take control and we try to do what we see as best. And women, we got it the worst. We're nurturers. And it's a beautiful thing to be nurturers. But it can bite us in the you know what. Because yeah, we want to control. We want to have it all put together nice, succinctly. Even if you're not that type A personality, you still want to have it all laid out. There's a formulation. But you know what? The formulation is for you to open your heart to God's window of opportunity. So let me ask you this. What are you doing today all on your own? Are you building a business? Trying to grow it? Maybe you're starting from scratch. Are you putting your marriage back together all by yourself? Are you trying to heal relationships? Maybe you're trying to get healthy. Or maybe you're trying to budget on your own terms. We could go on and on and on. But when you have a willing heart, one that is open to what God has in store for you, the odds change in your favor. Goodbye to the shadow of shame. Hello to God's window of opportunity. So what does that look like? What does this kiss actually look like? Well, let's break it down. There's four steps here. Number one, you got to let down your guard. Release control and open your heart. That means, guess what? You're not in control. You are surrendering. That's a really hard word to swallow. Because I'm not going to go real deep here. We will attack surrender at another time because literally we could be here for hours upon hours. In fact, we could do a whole series on surrender itself. But when you let down your guard, when you surrender, most of us are surrendering maybe 89% because you're still holding on to a little bit. You know, of the things we just talked about, like building a business, maybe you're trying to do everything your own way. I know. Been there. Done that. Not doing it anymore. God sometimes wants to say, you know what? I want to stretch you. I want you to go this direction, not that direction. And everybody's telling you this, but I'm telling you to do that. And yet you're like, no, well, I'm giving you 89%. But man, that other 11% is all me. And that all me is so strong and so stubborn that I overrule that 89%. Let down your guard. Release control. open your heart, surrender. Number two, ask God for what he desires of you. When was the last time you said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Most of us are saying, Lord, I want this. I need you to do this. But what if you stopped and turned it into a question? What do you want me to do with this business? Where do you want my health to be? What do you want my budget to look like? Where do I need to give more of my time to my community? How do you see me putting my marriage back together again? How can I heal that strained relationship with my daughter? When you have a willing heart, the odds change in your favor. So ask God for what he desires of you. Number three, seek. Go out in search. Keep your eyes open. This is not about strike me with lightning and give me the answer. Or, you know, ring my doorbell and let me know by a missionary that this is exactly what I'm supposed to do. Now, could that happen? Yes. However, God wants us to seek. He wants us to go out and search, to keep our eyes open. When you are searching out for God, guess what? He's always searching for you. But what happens is we're closing our eyes. We're hiding. God sees us, but we don't see him. We think we're hiding from maybe him or whatever else we're hiding from. But ultimately, we're not. We're just hiding from what? Ourselves and the opportunities that God has in store for you. So seek, go out and search. Keep your eyes open. Number four, knock. Knock on the doors that open and always look into the windows. God always provides a way. Nothing is impossible with him. But you have to be willing to what? Take aim. You have to have action. God could give you everything on a silver platter. But there's something called free will. We have to make choices. That means you have to be willing to take chances. I promise you, the door that you're supposed to continue to walk through will continue to be open. That window may be the answer to exactly what you need, but you're missing it because your eyes aren't open. Your eyes are fixed on what? Of worldly things, not of heavenly things. Instead of looking down, look up. No hiding, no ownership to who you think you are. Ask God as to who you are and to whom you belong. Act according to his will for your life. I promise God will show up, but you too have to be ready for what he will bring into your life. Are you ready for something extraordinary to happen? Are you ready to make your heart ready? Are you ready to stop hiding behind that closed door? Are you ready to let go of the shadow of shame? Are you ready to say, this is my time because God says it's my time? And if God tells me to rest, then it's my time to rest. If God tells me to move, it's my time to move. What God says, I will do. Yeah, I know it sounds easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. There is a difference. That's why we call it the KISS, to keep it simple strategy. It's a solution, but it's one that you have to put into practice to make progress. Are you willing to open up that door today? Maybe you want some help. You need accountability. You need motivation. You need encouragement. You need hope. Maybe you just need someone to talk to. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. It's as simple as that. You'll get an email from me, and we will set up a time for you and I to chat one-on-one. I don't want you to have to live in shame. We've all done things that we want left behind closed doors. But the problem is when you're continuing to live behind those closed doors, you're shutting everything else out in your life. And that includes shutting out a good marriage, shutting out your success in your business, shutting out relationships, turning away hope. No more hiding behind closed doors. It's time to forgive, to let God inherit it all. Leave it at the foot of the cross. Let Him take it. Forgiveness given. And go out in search of what God has in store for you. The shadow of shame no longer takes up residence in your heart. Let God create your now, because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.